3. God's universal knowledge. God knows all things. The divine mind is conscious of, and conversant with, the thought of all creation. His knowledge of events is universal and perfect. The divine entities going out from him are a part of him. He who balances the clouds is also perfect in knowledge. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Said your great teacher of the insignificant sparrow, one of them shall not fall to the ground without my Father's knowledge. And also, the very hairs of your head are numbered. He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. The Universal Father is the only personality in all the universe who does actually know the number of the stars and planets of space. All the worlds of every universe are constantly within the consciousness of God. He also says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry, and I know their sorrows. For the Lord looks from heaven, he beholds all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looks upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Every creature child may truly say, he knows the way I take, and when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God knows our down-sittings and our uprisings. He understands our thoughts afar off and is acquainted with all our ways. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And it should be a real comfort to every human being to understand that he knows your frame. He remembers that you are dust. Jesus, speaking of the living God, said, your Father knows what you have need of even before you ask him. God is possessed of unlimited power to know all things. His consciousness is universal. His personal circuit encompasses all personalities. And his knowledge of even the lowly creatures is supplemented indirectly through the descending series of divine sons and directly through the indwelling thought adjusters. And furthermore, the Infinite Spirit is all the time everywhere present. We are not wholly certain as to whether or not God chooses to foreknow events of sin. But even if God should foreknow the free will acts of his children, such foreknowledge does not in the least abrogate their freedom. One thing is certain, God is never subjected to surprise. Omnipotence does not imply the power to do the non-diable, the ungodlike act. Neither does omniscience imply the knowing of the unknowable. But such statements can hardly be made comprehensible to the finite mind. The creature can hardly understand the range and limitations of the will of the Creator.